What's up? Today is another episode of the Inexorable Podcast. As always, your host, Dustin Pate. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that most people probably, honestly, were never going to talk about. The subject that we're going to talk about now will be probate. So, what is probate and why is it and how does it affect us? So what probate is it's actually the court in which each state protects estates. So what is an estate, right? An estate is anything that we own, right? If you do not have a will set in place, the estate then owns everything that you own. And who owns the estate is then probate, because what happens is now, because you didn't have a will, people can come out of literally nowhere and then say that, you know, you were going to give it to them. And then now your family has to fight in court. You know what I mean? And even if no one is coming to fight them, then now your family has to fight the state of Alabama to even prove still that it was, you know, their assets. They were supposed to, you know, be the one to get them, right? Or to receive access to them. And let me just give you an example of how nasty this can actually get. The company that I'm with, man, the senior broker, Nicholas Bosley, his preacher and seven of the other people from the church, I'm not exactly sure on who each one of the other people were or whatever. I just know it was a small plane, a private jet with seven people on it. 3 minutes after the plane took off, the plane went down. Nobody knows how, nobody knows why. The plane went down. It went straight into a lake, and you know, they had to search for days for the bodies and blah 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 blah. I'm pretty sure now they finally found, you know, everything and everyone or whatever. But the what really is even scarier than that of the story was that there was young children involved, right? And because now the caretaker of the children is now dead, you know, from being in that plane, there's an uncle that these children have never met. They've never heard of this guy. They've never even seen him, trying to, you know, get custody of them as their caretaker. And I know you're asking yourself, why did this guy just coming out of the blue trying to get, you know, custody of these kids? Well, the reason why is because he knows that there's millions of dollars in probate, and whoever gets custody of the kids is going to get the money. You know, that's how it's going to work. That probate's going to pay out to the uncle. So because they didn't have a will of, you know, who they wanted to get custody of their children after the fact, you know, of them passing away, now they're literally, their family is getting torn apart, and they're literally fighting for this. And it's sickening to think that, you know, something like this could be possible. But when you think about it, it's like, you know, the state has to fight, you know, the state has to stand up for you because you're not here. And who knows if what's, you know, whoever is saying that it's supposed to be theirs, if it actually is, even if they are your real children, even if they are your wife or whoever, because you never set a will up to prove that, and you're not here to fight for yourself anymore. So now they honestly don't know if that uncle was supposed to get custody of them children. Now, how scary is that? You know what I mean? They just don't know, right? So, and of course, you know, if there's a lot of money involved, the state itself will actually try to just take ownership of it, you know, their own self, because they, you know, want the money. That's just the sad truth. It is what it is. But now, because, you know, like you guys already know, I've ventured off into the financial services industry. I've been doing remarkably well with, you know, in my endeavor. But recently I just found out that we have a new partner through Nationwide, actually, that will offer free wills to people. So like, you have to come through me, of course. You can't just like go to Nationwide and say, hey, give me a free will. You know, it's not gonna work that easy. But as long as you're, you know, sitting down with us, you go through, you know, our presentation, you see what the education that we teach, you know, people about the industry. That way you don't get cheated in the industry and you understand how money works, grows, and is taxed. And, you know, you go through our 6-step financial review. Then part of that, we offer a free wheel service now. Now, I want you to understand that usually a wheel could cost you, you know, anywhere from $1,000+ to get a wheel. And with us, you can get the wheel absolutely free and you can get it notarized by taking it to your bank and like you print it out, take it to your bank. Everybody has a bank account. You can't tell me you don't have a bank account in 2021, but you print it out, take it to your bank account and they will literally notarize it for free right there for you inside your local branch. And you will have a notarized legal will and your family will not have to suffer through probate. You will be able to have all of your affairs managed. That way there's no confusion. There's no fight. You know what I mean? And I just felt like some reason that was, you know, meant for me to share here today. That was really something it's just been on my mind. I've been thinking about it already recently for myself. And I'm about to put my own together now. So as I was reaching, looking for my own things to get my own affairs in order, I figured out, you know, through partnerships that I've already had that, you know, I can actually offer this for free. So it's pretty crazy how far life has really gotten me. You know what I mean? It's still unbelievable realizing that almost everything I need, I already have the partnership for it. But it's fun. And I just want to help as many people as I can in my life and motivate as many people as I can in my life to, you know, protect their affairs, to, you know, worry about their finances, to try to build wealth. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of people say, you know, I'd rather be happy than rich. Well, why not fucking be both? You know what I mean? Why not be happy, rich, and protected? You know what I mean? That way the generations behind you can be rich also. Why not contribute to more than just ourselves? Why not care about after we're gone? Why only live for our immediate comfort? You know, why only live for temporary gains? You know what I mean? Why not plan for the future for 5 or 6 generations, you know, past us? Why not, you know, set up our last name as, you know, something that's going to sustain itself, something that can, you know, outlive us? And if nothing else, why not at least make it easier? Even if we're not going to build wealth, we're not going to go through all that. You know what I mean? We're not going to fight to be the change that, you know, we've needed for generations in our bloodline. You know what I mean? Like, what if we don't choose that? Then still put your affairs in order so your family doesn't have to fight for your, you know, your house or your car or, you know, who's going to get custody of the kids and, you know, things like that. Like, don't make it hard on them when you leave. You know what I mean? Why not set it up to where it's as easy as possible on everyone around you to continue life without you? Why do we have to make it hard? Like, why are we spiteful that we didn't live the life that we wanted, so we don't set up the life, you know, that we want our kids to have? You know what I mean? What is it? Is it spite? I've been trying to figure that out. I've been really working on that. And I hope over the next couple of weeks that answer comes to me. I'm really just not sure about that. Like, what is it? What makes us, you know, give everything up for immediate gains or immediate comfort? You know what I mean? What makes us forget about tomorrow and live in a constant worry of today? Only we never get past today. I want to challenge each and every one of you to honestly schedule a time with me. Reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram, one of the other. On Instagram, I'm at CEO Dustin Pate. On Facebook, you can just find me under Dustin Pate. Reach out to me, schedule a time with me. Let's sit down and, you know, go through your finances. Let me educate you on some things and let's get your affairs in order. Let's quit playing with life. Let's, you know, start setting it up for someone after us. You know what I mean? And in all honesty, if you get your affairs and your financial life in order, your physical life that you're going to live during your time on this earth will be a lot better as well. You know what I mean? This isn't just, you know, something that's only going to benefit the people after you. This is going to benefit you dramatically. like it's going to change everything about your life and everything about your children's lives and your wife's life and your parents' life and the people, everyone around you, you know what I mean? Can be affected by how well your financial situation is. And that's the fucking honest truth. A lot of people don't want to say that. They want to say, you know, money's the cause of all evil and all of this. So the truth is the love of money is evil. Understanding that money is necessary, needing money for certain things, you know, that's not evil. You understand that, right? As long as we manage money for what it is, use it for the tool that it is, it's the same as using a screwdriver or a hammer. We're not evil when we do that. You know what I mean? That's just all honesty, right? So why can't we use money as the same kind of tool? Especially when we have, you know, free financial planning, like literally at our fingertips. That's unheard of. You can't get that anywhere else, but you get that from the Inexorable Podcast. And you get that from Dustin Pate. And you can actually, you know, this is a call to action for you to actually be a part of this mission. We have a mission of no family left behind. We want to make sure that no one struggles of financial cancer or, you know, their family has to struggle through probate and things like that. We want to make sure that we can reach as many people as possible to stop that in as many cases as possible. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is with more people coming into our business, because literally in the next 5 years, 5 to 10 years, there's going to be about 200,000, you know, financial planners retire. And the proof's in the pudding. Like, they're the baby boomers. You know what I mean? That's the age that they're in now. And, you know, it's also in the next 5 to 10 years going to be the biggest transfer of wealth that, you know, the world's ever seen because of the baby boomers. They're the ones that work to build our country to what it is today. And they're all dying and retiring. And that's the truth. It's not that sad to me, because I know that this is part of life. You know what I mean? We can't live forever. What is great to me, though, is there's opportunity. You know what I mean? There's plenty of opportunity right now, especially for people in this industry. So if you're in this industry and you're in a slump right now, I don't know how you could stay in that slump. I do know that you're going to have to work, you know, very hard. I do know that you may need a better system. And if you need a better system, then I think that you could find that with us. We have a very fail-proof plan on how to acquire our customers. And we work off a lot of referral business. We do absolutely no advertising, you know, anything of that nature, other than, you know, of course, free advertising from word of mouth or a Facebook post here or there, or, you know, a podcast like similar to this or something like that of that nature. But we definitely need help. Definitely looking for motivated people to bring on. And I definitely want to change, you know, as many lives as I can. I know that this free will partnership will definitely help us do that. If nothing else, like, even if you just know someone that's their financial life is all the way in order, but they don't have the plan, they don't have the will, right? Then just send them to that, for, you know, to us for that. We'll handle that. Get them absolutely free will, charge them nothing, and then they'll go on with their life. And then when they pass away, you know, they won't be wondering who's going to get custody of their children, trying to steal all their money, you know. And that's the situation that is true. That is real life. It's actually, you know, someone we know, or I know right now, is facing the situation that I mentioned to you earlier. And it's heavy on my heart, and I don't want it to ever affect anyone else that I know or that I can reach, you know. And I know I can reach way more people than I know through this podcast and through Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and everywhere else that I am. So that's why I do this. You know, I'm trying to push the message of, you know, financial healing, you know, financial education, education around just, you know, life and living and business in general. That's what I'm after here. And I hope that you find that here. I hope you find motivation here. I hope you find the courage to do something great here. You know what I mean? I hope you find the willpower to change your entire life here. You know what I mean? I hope I'm that driving backbone that helps you to do that. And, you know, I wish anointing and healing over every one of you. And I just really want, you know, I really want it to end. You know, I want the struggle to end. I want the hard times to end. I don't know that they ever will, but I do know that I'm going to fight them as long as I'm here on this earth. And I hope that, you know, it'll carry on through my actions and through my good deeds onto others. You know, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. If you need a free will, get with me for sure. New episodes will be coming within the next Saturday, I'd say. Next few days, within the week, I'll drop another episode, man. Hey, I love everybody. We'll see you guys next time.